Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, goes into the synagogue. And you know what happens? Listen, it says that Jesus went in and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He didn't ask for it. He went in there and it was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place. He didn't, you know, as sometimes we do, just let's see what God wants to say today, and we just flip open our Bibles and see what happens. That's not what he did. He just unrolled it and just, you know, wherever it stopped, okay, well, that's where I'm going to read today. No, no. It says it was given to him, the prophet Isaiah, and he found the place where it was written. What was he looking for? He was looking for this prophecy. And he began to read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant, and he sat down. And the eyes of everybody, it says, were fixed on him. Who is this man who is reading this prophecy containing the promise of the promised one, the anointed one, the Messiah that we've all been waiting for? Who is he that he found this particular place? And Luke says that he began to say to them, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. I who speak to you am he. I who speak to you am he. I who speak to you am he. Listen to what Isaiah is saying. He says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon the Messiah because he has been anointed. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him because he was the anointed one. He wasn't the anointed one because the Spirit came upon him. The Spirit coming upon him didn't make him something that he was not. The Spirit came upon him because he already was the one chosen and sent by God. The Spirit came upon him because he was the Messiah. He was the anointed one. He was the only one who was going to be able to make the exchange and fulfill the promise. That's why the Spirit of God came upon him, that he might not only attest to things that only he could attest to, but that he might be the only one who could accomplish the things that only he could accomplish. Only he could make the exchange. I who speak to you am he. A few days ago, I watched the movie Evan Almighty with my kids. It's a very funny, very cute movie. Steve Carell. Modern-day take on Noah and the Ark. And in the beginning of the movie, Evan is having a conversation with his wife. At the end of the day, they're getting in bed, going to go to sleep and having a conversation. And his wife says to him, Ryan did the cutest thing today. He asked if we could all pray together. Evan says, really? What did he pray about? He met a dog. What do you think he prayed for? And Jordan was very precise. He prayed for good visibility, good weather on the hiking trip tomorrow. Evan says, the hiking trip? Oh, yeah, right. And she says, you want to know what I prayed for? And like every good husband, he said, absolutely. Right? He says, yeah, what did you pray for? She says, I prayed we would become closer as a family. Evan said, honey, you don't need to pray for that to happen. I will make that happen. Honey, you don't need to pray for that to happen. I will make that happen. See, some of us look at our ashes, the things we've been replacing over and over again, and we say to ourselves, honey, you don't need to pray about that. I can make that happen. No, you can't. No, you can't. There is only one Messiah, and you are not him. There is only one anointed one, and you are not him. There is only one Savior, and you are not him. And the good news is that he is present, and he is here, and he has come. The exchange is not something that you can make happen. It's something that has happened for you. Jesus made the exchange, but listen, Jesus is the exchange. Oh, Jesus wants to exchange things in your life, but Jesus is the exchange point for your life. Yes, Jesus is the exchange. He wants to bring things into your life, more importantly than all that he could bless you with. He is the exchange point for your life.